Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
First of all, those remarks may be different today than they would have been a week ago, because in the meantime, we've had a special counsel appointed for that to do the investigations, and that's a whole different than what Congress is investigating, because Congress can investigate and suggest prosecution, but Congress can't prosecute. So a special prosecutor being set up can investigate and then determine whether or not prosecution is necessary through the Justice Department. I think that everybody wants answers, and I do. I think there's no doubt that Russia got involved in our election. There's absolutely no evidence at this point that any votes were ever changed, or even that they were trying to get one person elected over the other. So sometimes you think that that really what they want to do is stir up turmoil and cause people to lose credibility in our institutions of government. I think they tried to do the same thing in the French election 2 or 3 weeks ago as well. So their operations are totally predictable, but the question isn't that they were trying to do it. It's the extent to which there may have been communications between the Trump organization and Russian officials. There's accusations, but absolutely no evidence at this point. There is ample evidence that there's been leaks to the press that are a felony from the standpoint that they're probably exposing national security interests that are protected by law. But I presume people are trying to find out who's involved in those leaks and do something about it. But that's the latter about leaks is the only thing you can say with certainty at this point. So I'll make one last comment in regard to the special counsel. To some extent, he's going to impede investigations by Congress because he's going to have authority over whether or not certain documents are released to Congress, because he can plead that he doesn't want them out public until his investigation's over.
So for those Iowans who are listening who are still wondering about what's going on, is there anything that you would say to them other than have to wait?
I would say if you look at special prosecutors, it takes a long time for them to draw a conclusion. And if there's no indictment, there probably won't be a report, and you won't find out what happens. Unlike when congressional committees are done, there's going to be a report and you'll know what happened. It takes an indictment to get a report from a special counsel. So you want some advice for your listeners, just like the same advice I got to give myself. When there's investigations of wrongdoing, it takes a long time to get through it, and you want to be thorough enough so that if there is a prosecution, you can present a good case to the courts.
All right, and this weekend is Memorial Day. Is there anything that you would like to say on that regard?
Of course there is. All of us, too often, go 365 days out of the year, maybe not every day, of course, but we don't show enough appreciation for those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for the defense of our freedoms and liberties that we still enjoy in this country, more than any people anyplace else in the world. And we ought to show that appreciation at least once a year during Memorial Day by just thanking and paying tribute to those people that gave that ultimate sacrifice over a period of all the wars that the United States has been involved in.
That's been today's Washington Page with Republican Senator from Iowa, Charles Grassley. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.